It was a great tournament for everybody. Yeah, it was great. We had three in the finals, Didi, Ruby, and Kyle Biggers. None of them won, but they fought hard. It was awesome. I think they win those matches next time. And the whole team is just improving as a whole. It's really cool to see. We had 18 in the room yesterday. And the culture that's emerging right now for wrestling is it's really cool and it's inspiring to see all those kids in there. And we're really starting to ramp things up. I mean, practices are getting harder. This is the meat of the season. So it's hard. Wrestling's a hard sport, and you got to have a lot of grit and a lot of determination because there's a guy out there working is just as hard as you, and you have to beat that guy, not only on the mat, but here in the room every day.
So, where are you in the season then?
We are just about halfway through. So this week, I'm taking four wrestlers up to ACS, which is the Anchorage Christian Schools meet. It's the largest 1A to 3A tournament in the state. And that's this weekend. We leave on Thursday, and I'm taking Cole Sprule, Adam Ware, Alex Warhatch, and Merrick Nilsson. They're all seniors. It's safe to say the best wrestlers in the state go to that tournament for sure.
The overall team results in Ketchikan, it looks like Petersburg took eighth place. Are the girls part of that score, or are the Lady Vikings separate?
I'm not sure how the scoring broke down, but I'm not really worried about team scores right now because it's a big building year for us. This weekend, our big motivating piece and what I was telling them is I want you to go out there, try something new, try something different. That's how you become a better wrestler. And team scores, win or loss, it's not really important to me right now. I mean, I believe you learn more from losses than you do from wins, especially if you're only winning doing the same thing. So I want them to go out there, try something new, try something different. That's how you become a better wrestler. Doing the same thing over and over and over again gets you complacent, and that's not where I want these guys.
So halfway through the season now, do you know who's going to be maybe the toughest competition for regions?
Yeah, I mean, Craig, my dad's team, they're tough. They have
Your dad's team.
yeah, they have a lot of good wrestlers. They're a small team, but they're a little mighty group, and they have a lot of great experienced wrestlers. And I think if we bring all 18 that we have in the room right now, we are going to be tough. We're going to be really tough at regionals. So I would say Craig and Wrangle right now.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to share?
Yes. So we will be selling firewood the weekend of November 15th and 16th, right behind the pool. That's where we're selling it. And we have a delivery option. So you can just call me, 907-965-4014. Again, I'm Coach Tyler Thane, and you can give me a call anytime. We have a lot of wood, so do not feel bashful about calling and ordering lots because we have lots.
And this is a split ready to go firewood.
Yep, split, ready to go. All you have to do is show up. If you have a truck, we'll throw it in your truck. If you need it to be delivered, we will deliver it to you.
Okay, super. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.